We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, Dave Lewis with me on the other side. And last day of 2020, and looking back on what a crazy year this was, you know, I was just kind of digging through some of the top news stories that we had here in 2020. And, you know, obviously most of it was related to COVID-19 in some shape or fashion. Of course, the first case we had here in Manhattan was on March 20th. The first positive case was on March 20th, and that was Andrew Smith.
Oh, yes.
He was the first person locally from the Manhattan area to test positive. And then since that time, Riley County's seen over 4,900 positive cases. Pottawatomie County, nearly 1,100 cases.
That number will breach the 5,000 mark in our next report.
So, I mean, it's just crazy to see how much COVID impacted the whole area. Of course, the schools shut down in the springtime. K-State went all online during the spring. We saw tuition get held flat. They didn't increase tuition. Furloughs, a lot of furloughs at K-State this year. The hybrid learning, that's something new we never thought we'd see. I don't think anyone thought they would see that. And, of course, it looks and sounds like in-person learning is going to resume on January 5th, at least at Manhattan Ogden Schools. Mask mandates, probably the most recognizable thing here of this past year. Manhattan choosing to craft its own mask ordinance back in the spring and summer. And Governor Kelly doing the statewide mask mandate. A lot of counties opted out of that. Riley County later adopting it, and Pottawatomie County never did. Of course, we saw the CARES Act and how the federal government was able to help some of the businesses and some of the people struggling here, and we just saw the second stimulus come here towards the end of the year.
You know, we talked about the CARES Act and, you know, distribution of funds, you know, through the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation, assisting a lot of nonprofits. The MHK Together effort that had a lot of gift cards that were made available on a, you know, on a wonderful effort. There's a lot of neat things that always remind me why I like living here so much.
A lot of giving. A lot of people were charitable here this year.
Yeah.
And that's good to see.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
Especially those who have means.
Well, you know, and everybody's had challenges. There's no one that has been immune from some sort of a challenge here over the last 9 months now, 10 months, roughly, if you consider, you know, we started this in March. We had, you know, businesses, you know, the closing of Harry's, closing of another, you know, a number of stores and restaurants. Had some new restaurants pop open, too, amidst that. There are some restaurants and some businesses that have done quite well doing curbside, whether it be retail or, you know, food. Yeah. It's you know, and what... what we've seen this year may set the tone that may carry on for some time. Who really participated in anything Zoom before COVID?
I don't think anybody did.
Well, there are some. There are some, but, you know, Zoom is now a natural thing. How long has it been, Brandon, since we had a guest here in the studio?
It's been a long time. Sometime in March.
Months, yeah?
I mean, we had a couple people pop in here once in a while, but very rare.
Yeah. And we've had, you know, the COVID's hit us, you know, both you and I tested positive. And, you know, we had a number of others around here that tested positive. And several were quarantined because of potential close contact, but were cleared. So, you know, we've gone through quite a bit of changes here with our operations, just as any other business has. And, you know, you just try to fight for survival one day onto the next. But, you know, 2021, we go into it with vaccinations. You know, we talked with Bob Copley, talked about some 499 vaccines that were shot in arms here over the week with healthcare workers, a lot of employees there. And hopefully, you know, that gives a lot of people hope. You know, having the vaccine, you know, and you had said earlier this morning it's 90 to 95% effective. There are going to be some that, you know, may still contract COVID-19 or COVID-21. It's kind of ramping up in Colorado and California right now.
Boy, and just a shout out to the Riley County Health Department, Pottawatomie County Health Department, too. You know, it used to be on In Focus when they'd come here. It was usually talking about the WIC program. We'd talk about flu.
Yeah, Oktoberfest and all kinds of things. And now we have, you know, typically Julie comes in once a week, or at least on the air once a week. And we've had Bob Koppel. And, you know, we've done a lot of these interviews or the morning shows. And that's wonderful that we've had, you know, we had Vivian Uccello and David Adams, who were on that task force that all helped with informing the public about things that were happening with regard to COVID-19 here on a local basis. You know, same for Pottawatomie County. A lot of things there. And it's been a challenge for elected officials. My goodness.
Yeah.
How would you like to be an elected official during this mess?
Especially
when you're dealing with, you know, businesses that are struggling. Sales are down. Lots of things.
I think the toughest one is probably the school boards. I mean, they've had to really pivot. And
no kidding. And pivot is one of the key words for 2020.
No doubt.
I was talking with someone, I think it was at the chamber, and they said, I don't think I've ever used the word pivot if it didn't regard to irrigation systems before 2020. But, you know, for you and I, hey, the Chiefs won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And we saw some, you know, obviously we saw crime stories. We saw elections. What about the Gators? Remember the Gators?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
That happened in June. That was a big deal here in Manhattan.
That was a fun story to follow for a few weeks. Well, and we do want to remind our listeners that we will be debuting here soon. A new program in the 10 o'clock hours. Clark Howard is retiring. And that's going to be Our American Stories. I think this is going to be fun and fascinating. Looking forward to that here on News Radio KMAN. Program lineup has the Rush Limbaugh Show. I think, I'm not sure who's filling in for him today, but Rush is on vacation, as he typically is, between Christmas and New Year's. And then the game after Dan Patrick gets the best of the game today and tomorrow as well. No K-State sports until Saturday. Especially with the women. Details on that all on our website at News Radio KMAN. It's 10 o'clock. This is News Radio KMAN, Manhattan, Kansas. We all wish you a happy new year.